Can we please appreciate God this morning for bringing us to the month of October? Thank you. Can we please talk to God and tell God that we thank you for bringing us to the month of October? Please, can you remove this echo? Can we just thank God for... You know, October, November, December, the 10th month in the year 2021, in spite of everything, I don't really know how we really want to thank God. In spite of everything, in the face of everything, in the midst of everything, all the confusions in the world, that humanity don't even know what is going to come next. Father, we are grateful. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Please remain standing as we read these Psalms together. And I want you please read it and personalize it. Let's go there. 1, 2, 3, go. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Can we begin to appreciate God this morning? Father, we thank you. This is your word to me. Please, you may be seated. You know, last month as a church, we were told that we've entered the season of grace. And that's where we find ourselves now. We are in the season of grace. And we have no apology to no devil. We are in the season of... Please say to yourself, I am in the season of grace. Very, very important. But let me pick a few words this morning from some of the things that have been said. Brother Amala said there are some things that only God can do for you. He said there are some things that God will not do for you that you can do for yourself. The drama that we watched, the man prayed, but of course he did not believe. You can tell me that the wife believed more than the man, but the man was he was the one in front. He had too many things to analyze, too many parameters. I don't know how many queries he had received. I don't know how many things he had read. So, of course, he was well informed about the situation. So sometimes, when you are well informed about the situation, it is difficult to stand by faith. Some other people that don't have enough information, you know, they can hold on by faith. That is why you will realize that in life, God does not expect us to stand alone. May you have a companion. I say, may you have a companion. May your wife be your companion. May your husband be your companion. May your children be your companion. Look, the best prayer partner you can ever have in your life is your husband or your wife. In your life. You can drop your spouse and be looking for prayer partner somewhere else. No problem. It's okay. But I'm telling you today That is the only equation where two becomes one. Then when you are not married or your husband are going to be lost, now you can't. But the truth of the case, your best prayer partner in life is either your wife or your husband. Please, what is inside the pocket of your trousers? Don't go and look for it in the north. Praise the Lord. May the Lord grant us wisdom. This morning I will be speaking to you. The theme for this month is grace for greatness. That's the theme for the month of October. We have entered the season of grace. And we are looking at grace for greatness in the month of October. The title of my message this morning is You Can Be Great. Please, can you say to yourself, I can be great? Yes. That's the title of my message. But can you say also to yourself that I will be great? Yes. Personalize it. You can be great and you will be great. You call to yourself what you want. Yoruba said, you call to yourself that my own will be, I will be successful. I will be okay. I will be healthy. I will live long. Because it is a function of you. That is what you want. That is why people that pull you down in life, run away from them. May they not be people that are close to you. That you cannot do anything. People that pull you down in life, run away from them. You will be great. I say you will be great. You see, greatness to anyone is defined differently. I'll be honest with you. Someone is believing God for fruit of the womb. That is our greatness now. Yeah. So it's not a function of the fact that I want more money. No. Somebody wants a life partner. That could be the definition of greatness. So to all of us seated there, greatness is defined differently to us. Somebody that is looking for job, that is the definition, could be the definition of his or her greatness. Maybe somebody is believing God for healing. That could be his or her definition. Somebody has an emotional issue. That could be his or her definition. So when we talk about greatness, it's not about the fact that, it's about the fact that things that will make you happy will happen to you. You will have a testimony in October in the name of Jesus. Now let me tell you something, and I mean it. I said you will have a testimony in the name of Jesus. So, what is my first point this morning, which I'm really going to stay there for a while? Understand appreciation. No matter what I tell you this morning, no matter how much I speak to you, as you are sitting there, you are speaking to yourself. No matter what Nigeria throws at you, you have a right to either accept or reject. No matter what life throws at you, you have a choice. You can say no, and you can say yes. That is the power that we have. We have the power of choice as human beings. In fact, you will realize that God does not take away our power to choose. I said before you, life and the other one, blessing, you are just advised. He advised you, please choose. It is about your choice. Say, I will choose to be great. You are not hearing me. Say, I will choose to be great. Listen to me. I need you to understand that power. I need to understand how much depends on you for yourself. I need you to know where battles are lost and won. People can pray and not believe. Do you know that prayer, after we pray, we submit ourselves to the process of prayer? Most of the time people pray, they don't submit themselves to the process of prayers. There is a procedure. People read the Bible. Somebody said, I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Fantastic. People read the Bible. But if the Bible is not reading me, nothing will happen. That's the balance. I read the Bible, and the Bible has to read me. That is when I get it. When, if I'm not, let's say you need more wisdom, and you are reading the Bible, read Proverb, one chapter of Proverb every day. It doesn't matter. You can read it forever. You may not be wise. It is not only by reading, but you will first read and let the Bible read you. Okay, did you hear in the Bible say the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom? Yes or no? So now the next question you ask, how do I fear God? You only have information. That's what you have. Submitting yourself to information that what brings transformation. When you are transformed, things happen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Do what? That is when your Bible is reading, you present yourself. You are reading the Bible, you present yourself back to the Bible. Present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. He now said, "Do not be what? Conformed. Now look at it. Yeah, do not become. That is why people say, people are Christian, people are this one. That's why, but they say they have the form of godliness. The form is there. The language is there. The churching is there. The language is there. I am born again. The singings are there. But where's the power?" Said, but they deny the. You know what it means to deny? You said no. You said no. A form of godliness. I know the Bible. I know the scripture. I can quote it. I can do something. But where is the power? You said no. So therefore, you have one, you don't have the other. When you have a positive child, you don't have a negative. You can't be current. Both of them bring current. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? My brother, my sister, I'm not here to excite you. I'm only here to tell you some fundamental truths. And if I've been doing this job for so many years, at least I must understand a few things relative to what you must hear. The name of Jesus works. It is a name that is above every name. It works. But because I'm preaching to you now does not mean you will change you. Some people have not shifted their ground for years. No, they have been talking to some, you talk to some people about something, they did not even shift here. For years! That is what is called stronghold. If I cannot change, what is going to change? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. As you read the Bible, The Bible must read you. That is where the submission comes in. You are the only one in your room. You are reading the Bible. And the Holy Spirit is talking to you, shows up. And God is telling you, that is not the right thing to do. That's not the right way to think. That's not... Deliberating yourself, the same man that you have abused, deliberating yourself, say, am I mad, Binusa? He said, what happened? What happened? The man will be wondering. The same woman that you have shouted on, say, my dear, he said, this is insane. Yeah, the Bible have read you. And you have changed. So that is why it seems as if there are so many Christians and so many churches in Nigeria. It is a church industry. Nigeria is the church. In fact, it should be the church capital of the world. Every street, everywhere. Churches everywhere. Breakthrough, prayers and everything. But are we changing? Appreciation. Please. This morning I want to tell you. You have to learn to appreciate yourself. What did I say? I didn't say appreciate yourself. I said learn. I did not say appreciate. I said learn it. Some of you are sitting there now. The way you are thinking about yourself. No. Learn to appreciate yourself. I'm not saying you are proud. No, there is something about you. You know why you must learn it? It is a school of, what I call it, school of appreciation. How is it that you don't appreciate yourself when God created you? They are telling that the manufacturer did not do a good job. Who created you? Who created you? Now, did God create a bad product? No! Say, I'm not a bad product. You can't be a bad product. You are not dull. Your son is not dull. Your daughter is not dull. Don't use those words for them. They are not bad products. Learn to appreciate yourself. And you also have to learn to appreciate who you are. Now, please, let me tell you something. When you know who you are, there's no room for jealousy. There'll be no room for envy, I'm telling you. It's only because you don't know who you are, that's why you're envious. You're envy on top of what? Envy on top of what? Who is it that God has not done for? The man that was given one talent has something. Lack of appreciation. The man that had to carry something and go and dig the ground, the man is hardworking. But the brain is not working well, but he's hardworking. The man that is surrounded by other people that work with 5 talents or 2 talents, he has good friends. He has good companion. God has planted him in the midst of people who can help him. Okay, he had 1 talent, right? He didn't lose it. He didn't spend it. He didn't go and use it to do something else. He kept it. That's something. Ability to keep something. You don't know it's a gift. When you pay some people 3 million naira now, go and ask them in the next 2 months. There's no money. He kept the money. He didn't lose it now. So he has something. Remember, the master said he gave them up for their several abilities. So the master saw ability in him. He did not see ability in himself. Tell your neighbor, please see ability in yourself. When we talk about ability, you carry, say, I carry something. It is true. I'm not psyching you. I said you carry something. Learn to appreciate yourself. Uh-huh. Don't let the achievement of others make you think less of yourself. That's where the problem is. Please, don't ever, ever let the achievement of others make you think less of yourself. Look at what is happening. The one that is that sometimes the one that surprises me most is the fact that look at the guy he's driving. What is a car? Look at the car he's driving. Hey, how much are they selling that car now? It's okay, you can appreciate it. There's no harm in that. When it has become something that is affecting you about yourself, it's a problem. Mental health. He said mental health. You affect mental. They've spoken about mental health. Yes, now. Is it will it affect your mental health the way you are thinking? And that's where you go to daddy. Daddy, move by his uncle. So what is it? Daddy, I've sorrow. What is it? Daddy, I've sorrow. Oh, you're catching motor. It was not part of our plan. But oh, your camera is only because our friend just bought another car. They are not in this church. Oh. Amen. Those kind of women are not in this church. Not in New Covenant Church. New Mba. Never. Not here. They know they're here. Now, so. They're not here. Are they here? No. Women, are they here? No. Not in this church. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Psalm 139. I want us to read from verse 13 to 17. Children, are you in church? Children, are you in church? You are not answering. Children, are you in church? Learn to appreciate yourself. Children, appreciate your parents. Whatever they give you, be okay with it. They are trying their best. Your daddy and your mommy, they are the best. Look at what the scripture says about you from verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully. Everybody say fearfully. Please, bro, can you project this scripture for me, please? Psalm 139, I'm in verse 14 now. Look at verse 13. He said, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Now, I will praise thee. Why will I praise you? Why will I praise you? It doesn't matter who is around me. It doesn't matter what is happening. There is something about me. That's why I want to praise you. You created me well. You formed me. You gave me everything that I needed to survive. All things that pertain unto life and godliness have been given. I have it. Because of what I will praise you? Because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He now said, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Can you project Psalm 139 verse 14? I want us to look at it. That is who you are. How will I not appreciate myself? Think about it. When I know, look at this. How will you not appreciate yourself? He said, please say it to me. Don't say it to yourself. Oh, please, help me. Say it to me. Say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He didn't finish there. He now said, God, when I look at myself, I now say something about you. Say, marvelous. Look at it. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This is not my conclusion. Marvelous are thy works, because I am the work of your hand. Waiting that they talk now. What are you talking about? What are they talking about that you cannot talk? Who is it that is making younger to you, that is making you feel little, and you are submitting yourself? You that you are
fearfully. You know what it's meant to fearfully make something. And wonderfully, God customizes us one by one. That is the only Almighty can do that. I am a custom product. I am not a copy of somebody else. For crying out aloud. Because if you are a copy, you are a fake. Who is fake? Everyone is an original product. Your fingerprint is different. Look, oh, please. When you think about God at some level. Every man on earth, I don't know, doctor, two of us, any two people have the same fingerprint? No, please think about it. Everybody, about 7 billion, our fingerprints are different. Now, what does that tell you? Please, what does that tell you? You are custom made. Say, I'm custom made. You don't understand. I don't want to be like somebody else who never in my life. Who is the person? I don't care what you are. I don't care what you are. Me. No. I am me. I want to be me. You look at the achievement of people. You say you want to be like them. How can you want to be like them? You want to be like yourself. You can learn from them. I don't even want my children to be like me. They will be fake me. I don't want them to be fake. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul, look at this, my soul knoweth right well. May your soul know the right thing. That is it. When you understand some of these factors, how will you not appreciate yourself? How is it that you submit yourself to one man that is abusing you and everything? He said, my head is, your head is what? He doesn't know what he's saying. That's the meaning. Somebody is abusing me. You are not abusing me. You don't know what you are saying. How can I be abused when you don't know what you are saying? You are the one that don't know what you are saying. It's only when I've accepted it that I become an abuse. How can you be telling me what I'm not? And I will listen to you. Something is wrong somewhere. You say, I don't know what I'm doing. You are the one that don't know what you are saying. Because I know what I'm doing. But don't behave stupid though. Verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret. Amen. The Bible is talking about me. Say the Bible is talking about me. Point to me. Yeah, the Bible is talking. Look at it. My substance was not hid. What is substance? Please, what is substance? Hey, what do you call substance? My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought. Oh, in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eye did see my substance. Yet, being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Verse 17. How precious also are thy thought unto me. Can we read verse 17 together? 1, 2, 3, go. I die. Oh God, how great is the sum of them. Anybody that tell you that you are nobody, God is keeping for them. That's why the Bible says, the thought I think towards you. 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 Say, how precious also are thy thought unto me. Oh God, how great is the sum of them. Can you thank God for yourself this morning as we are seated there? Can you begin to appreciate God? God, this is me. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Now listen. Children, let me speak to you. Let me talk to you, children. Children, don't let the cars that bring your friend to school make you think less of your parents. Or start disobeying your parents, but rather let it propel you to work very hard to achieve greatness in life. Children, don't start comparing your parents with other parents. They are trying their best. Don't ever let some of your peer pressure, maybe some of the things that their parents are giving, your parent is giving you maybe 100 naira, somebody they are giving you 5,000 naira. Don't let your friend make you misbehave. Oh, maybe your friend is giving you 1,000 naira out of the money that the father gave him, and you are not misbehaving your daddy and your mommy. Doesn't make sense. Maybe you have to go to school in public transport. And when your friend is coming to go to school, one car is going in front, another one is coming at the back. Thank God for your friend's life. But don't misbehave to your parent because of it. Don't disobey your parent because of it. Don't disrespect your parents because of it. Let it just propel you to greatness in life. Children, listen and listen. Please, also, don't allow the success of people around you give you a sense of inferiority complex. Never make up your mind. You know, some of this thing I'm talking about, they don't write it on the face. Is from within. Don't let the success of people around you ever give you an inferiority complex. You know, some people, their parents are just selling some little thing, you know, and that is out of that money they are sending them to school, and they are paying their fees. So suddenly, you saw your friend, maybe the parent at a big supermarket. You that used to help your mommy and your daddy before, and when your friend has passed, you don't want them to see you. You are hiding your face. Ah, show your face, oh. Because what you are doing is not good. And you're already defining yourself by the standard of others. Any job your parents are doing, help them with it. No matter which job. That is what they are sweating to do it, to sending you to school. It is what will bring blessing to your life. You have suddenly become a big girl. As you finish school, start, enter university on the level. And when you come home, no, mom. The way you are talking to your parents, now because you just went and you mix with other people. And one boy is giving you, he's not in this church. No, they are not in this church. Those children are not in this church. Are they in this church? No, they can't be here. Learn to appreciate your parents, whatever they are doing. Make sure you are part of it. When I was growing up, you know, my dad, very special man. He has a hobby. And that hobby, we don't like it. I will tell you the hobby. I don't know if you will like it. Nobody will like that hobby. This is hobby, my father's hobby. There was a time, many years ago, he bought Mercedes-Benz 280. So, the carburetor had a problem. He took it to Leventis for repair. When they brought it back, my dad said they didn't do it well. He removed all the carburetor. And he was repairing it himself. You know what my dad loved to do? He will remove the engine of car and put it back. How can that be somebody's hobby? What will you children be doing? You'll be looking at him. So I used to help my dad. We work. So he would send me to gate. Go and buy kit. Go and buy something. We ring the engine. Piston and ring. Metal embedding. We grind the valve. You know how to grind the valve of engine. You don't understand. Metal embedding, we grind valve, we do everything. Now, In my factory today, when some people come, they want to repair generator, and they're talking to me, and they laugh. I know every part in the generator. It trained me to be technical. Some of the equipment I operate today, the kind of training, and I did not know that there is a future ahead of me, that training is part of it. I did not know. Maybe your parents are selling food. Maybe they are selling food. Maybe sometime in the future you have a restaurant. Who is it that you have a restaurant, you don't know how to cook? So when your friends are passing, you are hiding your face. Don't be ashamed. There is dignity for labor. Children, be proud of your parents. Appreciate your parents no matter what they are doing. They don't have to have all the money in the world. No, they don't have to. The little they have is good enough for you. They may not even have a car. Doesn't matter. What they have is good enough for you. That's why they are still sending you to school. They are still training you. Appreciate your parents, children. Sense of appreciation. So my dad, we are friends. So later in life, when I began the business, so one day my father was very ill. And he was in the hospital. I was on my way to US. And I just said I should say hello to him. We were chatting, but I wrote him, he was there. No, my father was not a Christian. So my father said to my uncle, Brother Rotimi, said, Mufe gbadu afaburu e mo imadu agba. Do ba mi gbadu afaburu e. He didn't know how to pray. My father didn't know how to pray. But he had to want to bless me. And we listened to his music together. I bought a stereo for him. I will go there. He will do it again. We will prepare. Everybody will be enjoying life. All my friends, when they come, they say, let's go to daddy. So, Brother Timmy, you remember? As you said, he said, "Me o madu agba, but joba mi gbadu afaburu e." Let me ask you a question. What blessing will be more than the blessing of a father? Children, please respect your parents. Please listen to your parents. Please. I know the problem out there today is the fact that some people have made it big. And you are comparing your dad with them. Your dad is your dad. God knew the reason why you have to come to that man and that woman. Stop comparing. Be proud of your dad. Be proud of your mom. Be proud of your house. Don't let anything make you feel inferior about who you are. Introduce your dad to people. That's my mom. It doesn't matter if he cannot speak English. That's my mom. Be proud. Let them come and greet you in your house. You are the only one that is going to them. They take you and let them come to your house. Be proud of what you have. Am I talking this morning? Are we in church this morning? Listen to me. We are not here. You see, Bible, we have to be Bible practitioners. We are not just reading Bible. Bible must read us. And let me tell you something. Wives, please be proud of your husband. Please. Be proud of your husband. Your husband is your husband. Yes or no? What did I say? Repeat after me. Your husband. Your husband. Your wife is your wife. We are not permitted to marry another woman. So you are 80 what? There's no permission. So why don't you appreciate your wife? Why don't you appreciate your husband? What is it? Some women, they're not in this church. They just saw one man, one big boy. Chief, which chief? Your husband, I don't care what your husband has, he doesn't want. Your husband is your husband. And please don't push your husband to go, because some women, not in this church, they can put their husband to go and put their head closer because of comparison.
The people, the Mrs. Labaja, Mrs. Lakashegbe, Mrs. Olugbenla, Ogbenla, Mrs. Oluwasego, Mrs. Kiniko, what if they have bought something, they just moved to their new house, they just mean that when you move in their new house, your own house, buy paint and make it new. Ekogiri.
What did I say? Can you not turn your house to be new? But carry paint. Kin Monica say, Eko, whitey, orange, purple, pink, echo green.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
The Bible did not call us to become religious monks. We are supposed to live in real life. Don't push your husband. The man will fall down. Don't push your wife. Appreciate what you have.
Are we in church this morning? I said that we in church this morning. Now, you know what happened? You know when you appreciate, what happened when you appreciate something? Does it appreciate or depreciate? Everything you appreciate, appreciates.
What you don't appreciate, what happens to it? It depreciates.
Nobody has to tell you how my wife is looking. Oh, don't have to be told. In fact, the only thing she's getting is overdose of appreciation.
No, actually, let me be honest with you. My wife is okay. Not I'm just putting her. She's correct.
What did I say?
She's correct. So please appreciate your wife. I beg you. Appreciate your husband. You don't have any other person. You can't marry somebody else. Work it out. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let me tell you this and you must understand that. The reason why you have successful people around you is because it's going to get to you soon. That's the truth. So don't bother. In that church, people are buying cars because your own is coming. That's the meaning. God forbid, a rich man in the midst of what? Poor people is a poor man. So it is good to have people around you. People are becoming professors. They are traveling abroad. They are buying. If Edo Sumu, 5 years ago, she will be looking at people that are traveling abroad like this. Oh, girl, my parents cannot afford this. You know what happened? She had afford. God made it possible for her. So the thing that she was looking at 5 years ago, that other people are giving their children, this lady, young lady, doesn't bother. She entered the church and joined everything. Not bother. She rolled up her sleeves and was doing everything, as not looking back. She doesn't. Everything she does. I told her, I said, now you are traveling, announcement. He said, no, daddy, I'll be doing announcement from UK and be sending it down. So think about it. Now, you are young people in this church. Maybe you are 18, you are 17, you are 16, you are 19, you are 20, you are 21, you are not getting involved. So first service, you won't come. It's for young people. The other one, you won't come. What are you talking about? What are you doing in the church? Don't you know that this is a community? Community of God. What are you doing? You are just strolling and strolling out. You've been here 5, 6, 4, 7, 8 years. Don't you know that we walk here, we sweat? Be part of the system. Every sense of inferiority complex, I cause this money in the name of Jesus. Please, please, and I need to let you know this, please. Men who are high flyers, you can't stop them. Stars will shine. You can't stop a star from shining. You are the only one to attach yourself. There is nothing. You cannot stop it. A star will shine. And please, let me tell you something. Please, so people that are successful, they have no apology for success. So believe me, you better think twice. Because people that are successful around you, that is when you can ask, show me the way. Show me the way. Hey, sir, excuse me, sir. For what? Oh, I'm busy. For what? You know the way? No, I'm busy. I'm in Kinikadira. I'm on Binusa. Anytime. anytime oyinbo dey so me igbo sa bo se se ti mo gbo So what I'm saying is, you make up your mind. The reason why you are here is because successive people are around and you can be successful. So don't have a sense of inferior. When you have a sense of inferiority complex, you'll be complaining. You will be jealous. You will be envious. When the woman is passing, she's not doing anything. It's a sense of inferiority complex. You start sinning against God. Now let me tell you the reason why it is very dangerous, as I close, not to know who you are. Numbers chapter 13. In fact, let me be honest with you. Do you know that it's difficult for God to help you if you don't know who you are? Do you know that whatever you say about yourself matters to who you're going to be coming in life? Do you know that God understands where He has created you? Do you know that David was a shepherd boy? He didn't have anything. He was not only a shepherd, he was a bush boy. Bush. Aroko. Do you know? Do you know that the father of Joseph, they didn't have anything, as it were. But God took them to stardom. So your background is not what is important. It is what is driving you. So that is when we talk about greatness. Greatness is stepping up your game. But you are not going to be, some people say, I'm not going to be greeting them again. Who says, no, greet everybody. That's not what we are talking about. No. Like some people, they get born again, they started saying, their mother has become a witch. Their father has become a witch. Their cousin has become a wizard. Their other people have become anything. They can't even talk to anybody about anything. Everybody's an enemy. How will you reach the world? How will your light shine in darkness? If you cannot start from your Jerusalem, you can't go anywhere around them, you can't greet them, you can't talk to them. And they are your people. You grew up together, your siblings. They have suddenly become your enemy. I'm not saying there are no enemies at that level, but I'm saying to you that the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Thou shalt not be afraid. I read from verse 20, Numbers chapter 13. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are war and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Verse 29, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30, and Caleb. Please tell somebody, please be a Caleb. Tell another, please be a Caleb. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. We must behave like Caleb. This is a man that is not moved by what he's saying. This is a man that can never feel inferior about himself. This is a man that knows the God that he serves. This is a man that can define everything by the context of heaven. This is a man that can hear God. This is a man that reads the Bible and the Bible is reading him. This is a man that has been transformed in his mind. They talk differently. They act differently. They behave differently. They think differently. And everybody knows them. Shall we rise up this morning? Worship him, please. You know what the Bible records? The Bible recorded that they brought evil reports. So when you are saying something about yourself, when you say it, they call it, you know what it means to be evil reports. The Bible called it, they brought evil reports. Evil reports. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, this is who I am. This is what I will become. This is what will happen to me in the month of October. He stilled and said, Father, forgive me for the spirit of jealousy and envy. Have mercy on me, I've been jealous and I've been envious. Oh, Father, please forgive me, Lord God of heaven, for looking at my parents the way I've been looking at them. Some children, some of people are wishing that some other people are their parents. No, that you can be, you cannot be wishing. You are not wishing good, you are wishing evil. God knew you before he gave you your parents. Forgive me for saying evil concerning my wife and my husband. Forgive me, O God. Caleb said, he said, in Jesus' name we are prayed. What did he say? Caleb said, let us go up once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. I want us to pray. I am able to overcome. I want us to pray the prayer of an overcomer this month. Yes, my family will overcome. I want you to pray the prayer of an overcomer this morning. And I want you to look within yourself. I don't want you to be praying with your mouth. Let it register in your spirit. He said we can overcome. That is not to say that there will not be challenges. No, he's not saying that God will come and fight. Yeah, God has fought for you already. There he said, I will overcome.
In Jesus' name we are praying.